This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 160, Why You're Not Understanding What You Read. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy episode, you are going to get a simple 3-step activity to not only help you increase your ability to understand what you read, but also increase your vocabulary. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on this beautiful Friday?
Doing good, Jessica. I'm glad it's Friday. I had my Bikram yoga class yesterday, so I'm feeling flexible and good and strong and healthy.
Nah, I need to work in more stretching. I'm not very disciplined at the stretching. I need to take more time with that.
But like, yeah, yoga's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a big time investment, yoga. That's like a whole hour of stretching.
That's like an hour and a half, actually. The class take is an hour and a half. It's a long class.
I couldn't do that. I get like antsy. Like I want to go run around or something.
Yeah. Okay. You'd run out of the class.
I know. Seriously, like, excuse me for just a minute, you guys. I have ADD and I need, no, I'm just kidding. I don't have ADD. Okay. So we were thinking about some habits that we've seen in students that could hurt their IELTS score. And we thought of a specific habit that we've seen that impacts reading comprehension, which of course is very important.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And, you know, even though we have reading strategies that we, you know, we want to follow and all of that, it's still good, important to be able to just basically understand what we're reading, right? That basic skill.
Of course. And I mean, of course, this helps you in just life in general and your life beyond IELTS. If you are going to an English speaking university or you're moving to an English speaking country, comprehension will matter. You will need to look at an English text and understand it. But you must never, especially at this point, maybe not ever, expect to understand every single word. You do not need to understand every word. One, to understand the main idea, and two, to get a high score on IELTS. What you need is comprehension strategies, and on test day, you need test strategies for how to find answers. That's it. You never in your whole life, for anything, have to understand every word of what you're reading. So, okay, what is this bad habit that we've noticed?
Yeah. So I've also noticed this, you know, over the years, students often try to word for word kind of translate the meaning. When they read a word, they try to translate it into their own language and they don't take the entire passage or the entire sentence even, or the entire idea and the meaning of that, right? So it doesn't end up working very well. Yeah,
exactly. We've seen this so often. Like, I understand that students want to learn vocabulary. I get that. Of course you do. You were trying to speak a new language. You, of course, vocabulary is important. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can't take it on its own. You can't expect that to help your reading comprehension either. You can't just go up to a teacher, which happens a lot, and be like, teacher, I need vocabulary. I need to learn more vocabulary and just like expect it to come on its own. Yes, it does have to come through other things like reading or like listening to podcasts and watching movies. Yes, that is the best way to get vocabulary is through context. But this habit is not focusing on context. It's still focusing on individual words, which is not how we learn vocabulary. And it's especially not how you understand a whole reading text.
Yeah, I think that our slogan of connection, not perfection goes back nicely to this idea, because if we think about it in terms of reading, usually we use that slogan when we talk about speaking and listening and conversation, but it works for reading too, because our goal becomes, how can we connect with that passage? How can we connect with the writer, with the feeling that the passage is trying to convey to us, right? That's what we want to focus on, and we can do it in reading too.
Exactly. Exactly. This, I like the idiom, to read between the lines. And it's sort of, I mean, it's a big idea metaphor. I keep coming back to this phrase, big idea, lately. That's important to me
right
now.
I think I know where it came from.
I think I came across it in a, anyway. So, something on my mind, big idea. So reading between the lines means like understanding the feeling of something, right? Like understanding the gist, like,
yeah, even what's not being said often is right in conversation, for example, what's not being said, what's the undertone, what's the subtext?
Right And this is perhaps at the far end of the spectrum of what we're talking about, but it is something you're aiming for in developing reading comprehension, to understand to understand what the author wants you to think. Right. And this does connect to IELTS questions directly when you're answering questions like yes, no, not given, which reflect the author's opinion. You know, in our course, we look at specific language that authors use to share their opinion with you and how to evaluate their opinions by looking at their words, but analyzing what they mean. Right? In the context. It's all about context, you guys.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Context can't be understated, right? We've got to focus on that way of learning. We can't isolate these words and think that we're actually learning to absorb information or communicate.
Exactly. So a lot of students just look at these individual words, but that's not how we communicate. We communicate in sentences. We communicate in paragraphs. So you
and
need
ideas.
To focus on in ideas. Exactly. You have to focus on understanding that first. And then from there, you have to start by understanding the context and then work backwards. From there, then you can guess what a word means. Then you can learn the new vocabulary, but you can't start with the small blocks.
Today is Thanksgiving in the U.S., and we're grateful for the students in our course, the Three Keys IELTS Success System. You guys are working hard for your future, and we are proud of you. We're also grateful for our listeners, because you guys are seeking out the best information you can find to pass your IELTS exam. Now, tell us what you're grateful for. Go on over to the iTunes store and leave a review for IELTS Energy. Let us know which episode has been the most useful for you, and have you reached your target score? And remember, if we read your review in the iTunes store, we'll read your name on the show. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm guessing that our listeners are on board with this, but they're probably wondering, you know, how do we do it, right? If we've always been falling back on this habit of going and translating words individually and not catching the meaning, I mean, how do we switch over to the other way of learning through context with reading?
Yeah, so let me give you guys a very simple three-step activity that you guys could do to practice exactly what we're talking about today, which is context, focusing on comprehension, and working backwards to learn new vocabulary, because those are the two goals in this activity is to first understand, comprehend the ideas of the passage, and then vocab. So take out a pen and paper, guys. Write this down. This is something you can do on your own to increase these two skills. So first, read the whole passage or the whole article that you have in front of you, the whole essay. And that's it. Just read it. Just read it, guys. Try to understand the context. And then after you're done reading, take a minute to think about what you just read. You can read it a couple times if you want. And then on a separate piece of paper, try to summarize the ideas in your own words. In English, of course, summarize what you think the author is trying to tell you. Okay? General ideas.
Just a question. So just to make sure, I'm guessing that for step one, we're not putting our dictionary next to us and going back to our dictionary. Is that right?
Exactly. So dictionaries are not necessary at this point. Don't even underline individual words. Don't do anything except reading and thinking. That's it. That's all okay. we're doing right now is reading and thinking. We're really taking a step back at this point, right? Just focusing on the bigger picture of what this article is trying to tell us. So step one, read the whole passage once or twice, think about what the author is saying, and then summarize these ideas in your own words. All right. So that's the first step. We're focusing on context. The next step, read it again. And this time choose three or four key words that you don't know, that you don't understand, but you think will help you understand the passage better. You think these words are important into understanding what the author is saying. So choose three or four key words and then use your dictionaries. You can write the translation, but I don't want you to. It's easier it's better for you guys to write down the words in your vocab notebooks, define them in English, try and think of your own example sentence using them. All right. So that's the dictionary step. Learn three or four new words and then go back to the passage. And now that you have this new knowledge, maybe you'll get more context. All right. So read it again. Think about how these words impact your understanding, and you can add to your summary at this point. So that's step two, is those three or four key words and increasing your comprehension. And then this last step is important. Finally, step three, read the whole thing again. Okay. Not underlining, not translating, not doing anything. You've already done that. Read the whole thing again slowly. And then add to your summary again. And this just step by step increases your comprehension, helps you to focus on that one skill, that vital skill of understanding what we're reading. Step by step, it focuses on that and develops that. And you learn four new vocabulary words. So
I like it. Yeah, no, I like how you broke that down, Jessica, step by step, because if we try to do all of these things at the same time, I mean, obviously, eventually we'll get to that point, right? Because native speakers are at that point where they look and they do all of it. They don't need to do this, right? But you guys will get there, right? But we need to break it down skill by skill to isolate those skills and feel confident and then move to the next, make it a little bit harder each time.
Exactly. You can't just achieve things right away. You know, I mean, if you want to increase your vocabulary, improve your grammar, like whatever your goal is, that's at the end of a whole bunch of work, right? Like that goal can happen. Yeah. But there's a lot of steps you have to take before that. So with anything, with any academic skills like this, preparing for IELTS, this huge academic or general exam, you need to have activities like the one I just gave you that focus on skill by skill, improving each building block. That's something we do in our course, Three Keys IELTS. All the activities and practice that I give you are very focused and very obvious and clear about which skills we're improving and how to improve them. So that's another way to evaluate your practice. If you're already working with a teacher or with a course, are you doing that? Are you focusing on individual skills and improving them in clear ways that you can see the results of? That's what we do in our course. And if you're not doing that, then perhaps you need to find another option for preparing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Always be critical about your choices, guys, when it comes to IELTS prep, because, you know, the stakes are high. Our dreams are on the line and, you know, we need to make the right choice.
Exactly. So, listen to this episode a couple times, guys, if you didn't catch that activity, but please write that activity down step by step. And I promise, 110% promise you that it will increase your comprehension and it will increase your vocabulary. And that's what you want to do. And I'm telling you exactly how to do it. So follow through, guys. Use it. Spend the time.
Yeah, guys, again, it's not enough to just listen to a quick podcast on your way to work. That's the starting point. But now we need to go deeper if we want to make this show work for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it.
Exactly.
Excellent. Jessica, good framework. I love it. Thank you for sharing that with us today.
My pleasure. And now it's Friday. And yes, we can all go relax and our, can relax and our students can go practice reading comprehension.
That's right. You got it. Well, have a good weekend. Enjoy.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.